The Undersized Basketball Podcast, talking hoops from coast to coast.
Hello and welcome to week 4 of Cubs DBL Podcast. This week we caught up with GB Basketball's co-captain and Glasgow Rocks star Kieran Akara to get his views on his latest stint in the BBL, but also to ask him about the future of basketball in our country. Have a listen and let us know what you think. You can tweet us at Tub Podcast and like us on Facebook, the Undersized Basketball Podcast. We're joined today by Glasgow Rocks star Kieran Akara. Thanks for your time at Tub Podcast today.
No problem.
First of all, congratulations on signing for the Rocks and also becoming a father.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about how fatherhood has impacted this decision to come back to Glasgow and how it's changed your outlook to basketball?
I mean, it definitely has made a difference. For me, the last couple of years since my last stint at the Rocks, I was really looking to get home. And we had planned, I was thinking of the next few years coming back. And for this season, I actually had the intentions of leaving, going back overseas for one more year. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to get a birth of my daughter. So once she was actually born and I was still at home, I just made the decision there on the spot that there's no way I could leave. It was just one of those situations that I just wouldn't have felt comfortable walking away. Okay, even though Megan would have came over with me and after Christmas, I just said, no, if I can get something worked out with the Rocks, I want to be here. I just think it'd be great for me to be at home, be a little bit more grounded and help, raise a family, in Scotland, opposed to just moving about, bouncing about every year.
Okay, and it was a tough start for the Rocks at the start of the season, but since you've come in, the way the team's played seems to have changed. Have you seen a change since you watched the team at the start of the season to where you guys are now?
Well, I think, everyone always talks about the rough start. It was, it's a long season. And I know in the BBL, the teams tend to get a little bit carried away if they lose a couple, but the changes I've seen right now is just guys are getting a little bit more comfortable with each other. And that especially in the BBL, there's so many changes in the rosters every year. It's very hard to get consistency. And you never know if you're going to get the right kind of consistency off the bat. So I feel that from the first few games, they've calmed down in the sense that people are starting to understand each other better as players. And, okay, I believe I have helped with the fact that I'm a big-time talker. I talk all the time. I'm always communicating. And I'm encouraging the other guys to do the same. So I think with communication, I think we'll get to where we need to be quicker.
Okay, and when you were playing for GB this summer, you obviously came out ahead of one of the qualification matches and talked about the issues with money and the sort of player issues around travel and the hotel rooms that you were staying in. Can you just talk a little bit about why you chose to come out before the match and whether you still think it was the right decision to do so?
It wasn't like I really decided. It was the only opportunity I really had to talk. It was just they asked me the questions and I answered them honestly, and that's what I tried to do. It wasn't about, like I said, the interview was cut short. They only focused on those points. If they actually heard the full interview, you would have heard that, as a player, you don't make excuses. You just kind of get on with things, and you adapt to your surroundings. So I don't take that away from the way we played. I don't blame anyone. I don't blame, the travel or anything. That was our situation and we never responded to that. I was just stating the fact that, they asked me how the program has changed and I said that it's changed in the fact that before we used to, travel, better flights, more comfortable, better sleeping arrangements. That was something that we were trying to adapt to as a team, because it was clearly a difference. I'm not saying that we never reached our targets because of those situations. We never played great. I've talked about consistency with Rocks. We lacked that consistency as a team. We never gelled as a team this year for whatever reason. So this is a situation for me that, like I said, I talked about that then, because I'd been asked the question, it was nothing to do. I never had planned to say this before or after the game. It was just, I answered the questions the journalists asked me.
Okay, and reflecting on the qualification campaign that didn't go the way that we hoped, what do you think the future is for British basketball? We've heard today that Basketball England are looking to fund the programme without UK sports help. What do you think the future is for GB basketball?
I think the future, as long as we have committed players, and I think we'll always have a good programme. But, I'm looking at the situation, I've listened to a lot of people talk, and, they keep on hitting away at the fact that, grassroots has to improve. And I'm one who's been a few countries and played, a high level, and I've been able to, very fortunate enough to see kids on the likes of Spain getting the right kind of coaching at a younger age. And I do feel we're lacking that. Our participation in the sport, has increased drastically. But I really feel that we're lacking the right kind of coaching at the elite level for these younger players. That's not to say that there's not good young coaches in Great Britain at all. I just feel that we need more. We need to get more of a basis. And I think, I think one of the biggest problems we've had is producing great, great point guards. And I think that comes down to the fact of, learning and the nod. I think if we have a lot more players understanding the game, about the rhythm of the game and controlling a team, improving basketball IQ, I think we can then produce point guards, because we definitely have the skill and talent to reach these goals. I just think we're lacking a little bit of the actual knowledge and culture of basketball in general.
Yeah. And you co-captained the GB team for the summer campaign. What do you think your role within the GB squad will be going forwards in the next year or so?
Well, I've talked to coach, I've talked to a lot of people involved in the programme, and they just want me to stay as kind of as a leader kind of role, as in trying to I've handled myself as a professional pretty well, I believe, and I've always been one to be very interested in playing for the national team year in, year out. So I think I'm just going to try and help a few of the younger guys kind of get the basis of feeling that, the national team is very important. It's one of those situations that, I think a lot of people in their careers, they put their clubs and so forth, rightfully so in many cases, before the national team. But if you change your mindset to start thinking that, I'm going to go away and play, have a great season so I can do great for the national team, I think that in itself is a step in the right direction. So I just want to hope, just to bring my experience. I've been the last man on the bench. I've been the starter. I've been a captain. I think I can relate to most players in any situation. And just to keep on working hard and make sure we keep on building as a team.
Okay, and looking back at the Rocks, again, a lot of Scottish players this season, with the likes of Fraser Glass, Johnny Bunyan, Ali Fraser on the roster, and yourself. Do you think that's a sign of the way Scottish basketball is going, that we're able to produce these top level players now?
To be honest, I feel that I'm very happy to see you've forgotten to mention that with Dale Grebe also.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of talent in Scotland, but for me, I still believe that we should be producing more. Like if you look at likes of Ali and Johnny, their age group, Fraser, there's the likes of myself, Gareth, there's an eight year gap or whatever, I think maybe more than that. That we're hoping that we consistently bring in players every year, and that's where we need to get to, that we have year in, year out, we're producing top level players who can play professionally, go on to do college if they want to, go to a team young, like 17, 18, joining a team in the likes of Spain, or coming through and actually being able to compete with the Rocks after they're done with school. That's the hope for the future. So I'm very proud of the guys level right now, but I think we should be producing more.
Okay, and the Scottish National League, I don't know how much of it you've seen this season or if you've seen any of it, but how do you think that is as a structure with the new Div 2 games coming in this weekend? Do you think that's the right way to go to have more divisions and more competition for Scottish basketball players?
Well, I personally believe that, you know, having more divisions, it gives especially younger players an opportunity. Yeah. Because I used to talk about the jump from under 18 to senior level. It's too much.
Yeah.
And I thinking back many moons ago, I think there was an under 20s we had, or an under 23 or something. Under 21, I can't remember what it was exactly, but when I was at Falkirk Fury back in the day, I was also playing in a cup, I think it was like under 20s. I can't remember exactly, but I felt that was the right kind of jump from under 18 to under 20s. I think the jump from under 18 to senior was very difficult. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, a lot of younger players maybe could benefit from that jump and say, okay, instead of going and playing senior straight away, they maybe can play in like a second division type league and really develop their game and, you know, produce them to then go on and play at the senior level. Because I feel that sometimes when you play under 18, you go to senior and you're sitting at the end of the bench, it can be very disheartening. And, you know, if you're not at that elite stage, sometimes you maybe just give up. And, you know, it's not a good thing to see. So I think they need to be, you know, as many teams as possible competing, wanting to play at the highest level. And, you know, even if you're in a lower division, like I even used to emphasise in local leagues, I thought they were really good for a lot of the younger teams and like younger players, because they were playing against grown men, but at the same time getting some competition. So yeah, I think that the more leagues, the better. To be honest, as long as there's the right structures there, the right funding there, and the programs themselves are, the teams are, themselves are really being able to support and produce a proper team, I think that, you know, the more teams, the better.
Okay. And Gareth Murray's obviously left the BBL now to head out and play in Europe. Did he have any contact with you, and were you able to give him any advice before he made that decision?
I actually haven't spoke to Gareth. I spoke to Gareth in the summer about the whole leaving the BBL and trying to find something overseas. And the advice I gave him was, you know, he asked me, do I think? I said to him, I know you can play at a higher level.
Yeah.
Gareth's a very experienced player who knows the game of basketball very well. So I said that if you really want to take that risk and, you know, make a step and try and make a name for yourself in another league, this is the year to do it. So I'm happy to see that he's found a place in France, and hopefully, you know, he goes and shows what he can do. Because you know, when Gareth's playing, he can really play. Yeah. So I feel that, you know, with the right situation, I think he can really show himself and jump up the ranks very quickly.
Okay, and do you think the state of the BBL as it is just now can give players the chance to live on a steady wage, and do you think that it can still provide that expectation for players that maybe haven't played in the league before, that it's a league they can come to and improve?
I personally believe that the BBL has a long way to go with certain aspects when it comes to players. I know that some players literally can't afford to actually play in the BBL.
Mm-hmm.
Without working other jobs. So I feel that, you know, the Rocks themselves, they've got a really good setup that, you know, they do a lot of stuff through, you know, coaching and so forth, that players can actually make a decent living. But I still think there's a long way to go with most of the league, especially for, you know, younger British players. I like the idea of what people are doing now with like the Loughborough University and stuff, that people are still getting their degrees at the same time. Kind of like a, you know, like a scholarship type program that they have in America. I think more like that, that kind of initiative is really, really good for younger players. But as a professional league, I feel that, you know, there's still a lot more funding to go into to make it as a really, really top professional league. But that would just take time. You know, and again, it comes down to, you know, getting a loyal fan base, creating that culture with basketball, and that's more than the BBL. That's basketball, you know, basketball Scotland, basketball England, UK sport. Everything has to come together to try and create that culture.
And obviously the WBBL started a couple of weeks ago. Do you think that creating that professional aspect of the women's game is the way to go forwards as well?
Well, yeah. I don't see the reason why not. If you look at our British team, the women are outstanding. They find a way and they play as a team. But so I feel that, as for professionals, it's happened in football. It's happened, the football league's starting to take off in the UK. I believe basketball is the next step, and I'm wishing them the best of luck. I'm just hoping that, they find a way to continue to fund it.
Okay, can you just talk about some of the positive aspects that you've had throughout your basketball career, and also maybe some of the negative experiences that you've had?
Positives, so many. If I was just to break it down, I've had the opportunity to see so much of the world through basketball. Obviously the Olympics, being able to compete for your country, playing for GB, playing for Scotland, a lot of, the younger kids look up to you a little bit more, and I've had people tell me that I'm a role model to them, little things like that. It's such positives. As for the negatives, there's not many, even the bad experiences I've had, missing home, like the homesickness, or missing a friend's wedding or whatever, the positives outweigh that so much more, so you kind of forget about them. So I can't really talk much about the negatives, more the positives. It's just getting the opportunity to play a sport I love in front of friends and family and big crowds, you can't ask for more.
And you talk about there being a role model and a leader as well. Do you think, have you thought beyond basketball and what you think you'll get up to after basketball?
Oh, honestly, to be honest, it's a tough one. So many things go through my mind because, I went to university and at one point I didn't even think about contemplating going to professional basketball. I was wanting to go straight into the workforce. So, I think about doing corporate work at some point. I would like to do business to business sales, but at the same time, I love the sport so much. It's given me so much, so many opportunities. I want to be able to give back and, help with the youth and the growth of the sport. I think that's really needed. I would love to focus more on Scotland and helping with the development of the game itself and see, a lot of young athletes come through the ranks and make it to the top level. That'd be great to see. So I'm hoping that over the next few years I can kind of get work out what I want to do and what my role will be, if it's going to be in basketball or just leading the sport altogether and going to the corporate world.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for your time today, Kieran.
Talking Hoops, from coast to coast.
Thanks again to Kieran Akara for his time today on Tub Podcast. We covered a lot of issues from Scottish basketball to British basketball and his involvement in the sport going forwards. So have a listen and let us know what you think. Also get in touch if you're heading to any of the BBL games this weekend. You can tweet us at Tub Podcast and like us on Facebook, The Undersized Basketball Podcast. Enjoy the weekend of basketball and we look forward to you getting in touch.
Talking Hoops, from coast to coast.